Good morning, it's Wednesday, the 21st day of September. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our re-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. The pleasant week continues today with highs in the mid-70s under ample sunshine. Overnight lows will fall into the low 50s. Now on with today's top stories. Just 4 out of a field of 32 taco restaurants and taquerias remain in our Pierce County taco bracket. Now, it's time for the final 4 fiesta. Over 310 people voted last week to help decide which 4 restaurants will go head-to-head for a spot in the championship later this week. El Antojo vs. Taqueria El Sabor and Moctezuma's vs. Tacos Guaymas. Only 2 can move on and voting closes at 9 a.m. on Monday. Visit thenewstribune.com/TNTDiner to vote. Tacoma police are investigating a rash of 9 burglaries at businesses Monday morning. Police suspect the burglaries, most of which occurred near the Tacoma Mall, are connected. 7 of the burglaries were reported at businesses along Tacoma Mall Boulevard. The first was reported at about 3:21 a.m. from a business's alarm, Tacoma Police Department spokesperson Wendy Hatto said. Other businesses weren't aware of what happened until employees came to work. It's unclear what was taken in the burglaries or how many people were involved in the break-ins. Hatto said in all of them, it appeared that burglars used a vehicle to break into the building. Windows at the front entrance of one store that was broken into, World Market, were boarded up on Tuesday. Hatto said detectives were reviewing security footage of the burglaries. At the end of 2020, Adrian Kingchin Jr., age 16, was sent to Lakewood from Florida to live with his father because his mother had trouble controlling her son's behavior, court records say. After a week, Kingchin texted a friend about wanting to shoot his dad. 10 days later, Kingchin Jr. took his 40-year-old father's handgun from a backpack and shot the man in the head twice as he bent over to tie his shoes. Kingchin Jr. was sentenced Friday to 14 years in prison for second-degree murder. Records say Kingchin Jr. was diagnosed with unspecified depressive disorder, history of ADHD, history of disruptive mood dysregulation disorder, history of autism spectrum and borderline intellectual functioning in a recent competency evaluation at Western State Hospital. The sentence, imposed by Pierce County Superior Court Judge Clarence Henderson, was agreed upon by prosecutors and the defendant's attorney as part of a plea agreement. An area emergency medical service company has filed closure plans for its 2 Washington state offices with the State Employment Security Department. According to the State Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification, FALC Northwest Corporation's layoffs begin December 15, affecting 123 workers. FALC Northwest's Washington offices are in Mount Lake Terrace and Fife. A media representative for FALC USA blamed economic trends for the shutdown in a statement sent via email to the News Tribune in response to questions. The company blamed insurance reimbursements that do not cover their cost of service, inflation, rising gas prices and a tight labor market. Reviews on employment website Glassdoor complained of low pay and staffing shortages. The San Diego Union-Tribune reported last week that FALC operations there were facing hefty fines over poor response times. A woman driving a stolen car with a bottle of whiskey in her hand and a 4-year-old child in the vehicle made a wrong turn in Lakewood on Monday, authorities said, driving into freshly poured concrete at an under-construction roundabout. The city of Lakewood said in a tweet the car got stuck where the roundabout is being built. A photo showed a Mini Cooper sunk to its axles. The city said the car was stolen and its driver allegedly had a bottle of whiskey in her hand at the time of the 1:53 p.m. incident. Lakewood Police spokesman Lieutenant Chris Lawler said the 22-year-old driver, who appeared to be intoxicated, was arrested. It won't cost you extra money to visit national parks on one day this weekend. More than 120 National Park Service sites typically charge a fee that ranges from $5 and $35. On Saturday, September 24, however, those sites will be free to visit. Park officials are celebrating National Public Lands Day. The day is organized each year to encourage people to get outdoors, help preserve and show appreciation for public lands. Some parks also offer volunteer work projects on National Public Lands Day. Several national parks host cleanups and trail maintenance projects during the day. September 24 is one of 5 fee-free days the National Park Service planned for 2022. The next and final fee-free day of the year will be Friday, November 11, for Veterans Day. Vote now for the area's athletes of the week in football, volleyball, soccer and cross country. visit thenewstribune.com/sports. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.